This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, the Council's Highways Department's many ongoing projects include improving air quality, winter gritting and repairing the flood-damaged Tadcaster Bridge. County Councillor Don McKenzie has been updating us on those schemes.
Air quality management areas, we have a number of them in North Yorkshire, and we have at the moment four declarations in the Harrogate District. The responsibility for air quality management is actually the Harrogate Borough Council's, but clearly the major causation of air quality management difficulties is traffic, and especially traffic standing at junctions and traffic lights. So clearly we are working very closely with Harrogate Borough Council in order to address some of these concerns. Of particular concern to us is Bond End in Knaresborough, a complex junction, where we have large volumes of traffic going through, often held at red lights. And, of course, this does give rise to emissions, particularly of nitrogen dioxide, which is a prime causer of air quality problems. And where you have these situations at junctions and you have people living close by, and you have buildings which cause like a canyon effect, which tends to concentrate emissions from vehicles in a relatively small area, that's where there are particular concerns. And indeed, as far as Bond End is concerned, we have there also a steering group which is currently in the final stages of recommending some alterations to the highways arrangements that will go out for public consultation early in the new year in Knaresborough.
OK, and another particular concern to drivers at this time of year is ice and snow. Just explain what is done to keep everyone moving where possible.
Yes, it is very important that in winter time we keep certainly essential emergency services on the move, ensure that people can get to work and get to school and carry out their daily lives. We are particularly well equipped this year to face whatever the winter throws at us. We've got 55,000 tonnes of salt in our salt barns and in our various grit bins that are scattered around the county. We have 93 gritters, an updated, modernised fleet that is in very good condition. And we have snow blowers and other pieces of equipment scattered throughout the county. So I believe we're ready for winter. We had one particularly bad morning in Harrogate where we had snowfall early in the day. And in fact, we had already gritted our priority one routes twice by 11 o'clock that morning. And we do regularly grit every winter roughly 2,800 miles of highway, which is over half the total highway network that we have in North Yorkshire, which is the highest of any local authority in the country.
And it's getting on for a year now since Tadcaster Bridge was damaged by the flooding over Christmas. Just explain where we are with repairs on that.
Yes, I remember the day very well. I picked up on Twitter literally minutes after the Tadcaster Bridge had come down on December the 29th. This followed many days of incessant rain. And in the end, the River Wharf had risen to such heights that it did take part of the bridge down. We did make a commitment then, following receipt of £3 million from central government, that we'd do everything in our power to reopen that bridge within 12 months. And for most of this year, we were on target to complete the reopening of the bridge by the 31st of December this year. Unfortunately, we have had very high river levels in the wharf during August, September and October. Not helped by the fact that Network Rail were working on a bridge further downstream and had created like a damming effect there, which had raised the river levels further upstream. Nevertheless, it has caused a small delay. So at the moment, we're looking like the third week of January when the bridge will be completely reopened. And reopened in an improved state because in addition to the £3 million from central government, we also bid for and received £1.4 million from the North Yorkshire Local Enterprise Partnership to make improvements to the bridge, which we're doing now. So not only will the bridge be totally repaired, but it will now also be wider, enabling better access and movement for cyclists and pedestrians and the like.
Since this happened, there's obviously been a lot of disruption and people have been very patient, so they've got to be commended for that, haven't they?
They have. I'm extremely grateful to the residents of Tadcaster, and indeed I admire that their levels of tolerance very much indeed. They've had a pretty tough 11 or 12 months. North Yorkshire County Council have done everything we could. We put on a shuttle bus to take residents from one side of the river to the other, but it did involve a fairly long detour. We also, within the space of a matter of weeks, also built a temporary footbridge for residents to use so they could walk from one side of the town to the other. But clearly, in spite of all of the efforts that North Yorkshire County Council have taken, it wasn't the same as having a fully operational highways bridge. So the sooner we get this reopened, and we're hoping that will be by about the 21st of January, the better.